Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Touching Denial. This file will leave you wanting without the ability to touch. Arousal and frustration can go hand in hand beautifully, even though they might almost drive you crazy. The warmth, the heat, the desire that you get from not giving in can be absolutely delicious and beautiful. There are all kinds of things that can cause arousal. Memories and fantasies, touches and teasing. And right now, what I'm going to do is help you remember a time when you were so aroused that you just simply had to touch. You may not even remember this. Perhaps it happened while you were sleeping. Sometimes your hands can wander over your body, even while asleep. As long as you become aroused enough. Dreams that fade away into the morning are so vivid in the time itself. Sex, masturbation, craving needs spreading through your body. Memories of depravities that just spread without any effort whatsoever. Your body and mind work together, but sometimes they are each other's slave. Arousal can start with something as simple as a thought. Maybe someone caught your eye or a memory popped up from long ago. And once it's there, it's very, very, very difficult to deny. It starts out with no more than a tingling feeling in the right place, a sensation of your body responding to the arousal. At first, you may choose to ignore it, but it spreads. The awareness and the arousal spread. A tiny bit of discomfort between your legs leads into more. It makes just a place wanting to be touched. It creates a desire. Need a want. It feeds your cravings and arousal even more. It grows over time more and more. And the beauty of this is that you'll want to touch. Movements that your body knows very well. Fingers aching to travel down, to almost innocently start touching at the most sensitive places. Arousal growing, spreading, making you need. And as your body adjusts, you feel that need grow. Because the more you give in to this craving, the more you become aware of it. And this awareness creates more desire. This desire creates more craving. And the craving makes you more aware of the desire that you crave. Your body between your legs is almost glowing, tingling with a need that will not get quenched until you touch, but you will not touch. Your hands will stay away, and even that little bit of movement towards it will stop. Stay away from that one place between your legs. Feel the need, the want, the desire, the craving grow and spread. Every breath is erotic, every thought filled with desire. Your body is sensitive and responsive. Right now, touching would feel absolutely delicious. It would feel so good and so easy to just let yourself fall into that place of mindless, blank masturbation. And yet you shouldn't. You should listen and follow these words. Flow deeper and deeper into the state of arousal, craving. And this denial of touch makes it even stronger. It is almost an act of obedience in itself to feel your body be denied the deep, intense pleasure that's building up in your body, flowing, growing, craving, needing, wanting to touch so badly. And in fact, your whole body is so sensitive right now, it would take almost a whisper to set you off. A brush of fingertips in the wrong place would make all the right feelings grow exponentially. The desire for such a simple touch flows through your imagination, and you can almost feel them. Ghost-like touches over your intimate, sensitive places that spread the arousal more and more, moving your mind into that mental place of receiving pleasure. And yet, you can also feel the frustration. The touching denial of my words breeding need, craving, want. Your fingers tingling almost as much as that place between your legs. Deep inside, you feel the need to touch growing and moving, spreading through your arms, your wrists, your hands. But they will not move to that place. Your fingers just want to fidget, their frustration echoing in movements that you cannot quite control. But the fidgeting just reminds you of how much you really, really want to touch. How easy it would be to just move your hand ever so slightly, and yet you won't. You will listen, you will obey, you will follow these words and feel yourself denied the pleasure, the release. And that denial just gives you more pleasure, more need. Every moment that you continue to be denied grows the pleasure twofold. Every breath makes your body glow with need. The fidgeting in your fingers goes back and forth, sometimes still, sometimes moving, and yet there's nothing you can do about it. Touching any part of your body feels erotic and intense and beautiful and delicious, and yet it's not enough. It's never enough until you touch that place, that one sensitive, craving, leaking place. But no, no, we're not going to touch. This is a touching denial. I care. And I will make sure that you won't touch. It'll be good to not touch. It'll be delicious to be frustrated and denied. This sweet denial will just grow into your body until it is almost palpable. Like building up to an orgasm without even touching so close. And you know that if you were to touch, it would be so easy. But you can't right now. I have not given you permission to touch. And your hands are obedient, even if your mind is trying to make them disobey. But you don't want to disobey. You want to obey and be denied and feel the frustration spread more and more. Deep desire flowing through your thoughts. Your body obeys completely. And this frustration will keep growing until finally you'll get your release. But for that, you will need someone to tell you to. You will need the release to come from the outside. Knowing that it's no longer your choice to come right now just fills you with even more frustration and desire. It makes you so sensitive and happy, and I know you'll just want it even more. Although right now you don't even know what you want more, if you want to be denied or if you want to be allowed. This is a touching denial. Sensitive, craving, denied. And in a moment when this file will end, you'll stay just as you are if my voice follows. Otherwise, you'll awaken with beautiful frustration.